Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Roundabout Rotary, Episode 2, for Week 4 of the Rotary Year, July 25th, 2018. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019. Welcome back to Roundabout Rotary. Thanks to all of you who offered comments and ideas on this new platform. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. I want this podcast to be to the benefit of our club and Rotary overall. One item that an alert listener caught from last week's episode was the number of high school students that our club sponsored at the RILA event in Grinnell. We sponsored 4 students from Hoover High School and 1 from Ankeny, for a total of 5 students, rather than the single student I noted. My apologies to all. Okay, now that I've got that corrected, here's something that I noted at the conclusion of last Thursday's meeting. We have 9 duties that need to be filled each week to make sure that our meetings run smoothly. So that you know, here's a rundown of each position. Greeters. These 2 Rotarians are the face of Club 27 as they greet members and guests prior to entering the buffet lines. If you can say hello and shake hands, you qualify for this most important position. Inspiration Messenger. This is a simple opportunity to offer a moment of reflection or inspiration for members to consider as we begin our meeting. If you're not sure what type of message might be appropriate for the day, don't worry. We can offer suggestions. So if you can read the English word, congratulations. You qualify. Guest introductions. This duty simply requires one to arrive early at the meeting and greet guests at the registration table and to verify the correct pronunciation of their names. Now, yes, this does require the volunteer to stand up at the podium and welcome the visitors and guests, but if you can speak the English language, congratulations, you qualify. Registration table. This is a great opportunity for a volunteer to sit at the guest and visitor table to help them with registering their attendance and taking any payments that visiting Rotarians may need to make. If you can sit and say hello, congratulations, you qualify for this position. Tumbler collectors. We need 3 Rotarians to collect the tumblers from the tables after the meeting, count the donations, and then deliver the monies to Kitty. So, if you can put 1 foot in front of the other and count to 10, congratulations, you qualify for this position. Finally, scribe. This is a wonderful position if you want to go down in Club 27 history. The scribe simply records the activities of each meeting for our club's records and our weekly e-blast announcement. So if you like to sit at the head table and enjoy the art of writing, congratulations, you qualify for this duty. Now that you know more about each position, please help out and sign up for one of these duties at least 3 times a year at the sign-up tables in the front lobby. We're fortunate to have several members of Club 27 who exemplify service above self by their service as officers and board members. You may have noticed that we've started to highlight and recognize these club leaders with our slide loop that runs prior to the start of each meeting. We decided to add photos this year to help in making visual associations with them, something that's not always easy in a club as large as ours. I'd like to introduce you to this year's officers and board members, and if the opportunity presents itself, please thank them for their service and dedication to our club. Don Flannery is our president-elect, which means he'll be taking over at this time next year. He's well underway in his preparations and training, having just attended the Rotary International Convention this past June in Toronto. Don's been a member of Rotary since 2000 and is vice president with Wells Fargo Financial Advisors. Doug Saltzgaber is our vice president. Doug will be attending next year's Rotary International Convention in Hamburg, Germany, as a representative of our club. Doug is president of Engineering Resources Group and has been a Rotarian for 19 years. Catherine Staub serves as our board secretary treasurer. Catherine is in her second year as an officer and her eighth as a Rotarian, having joined in 2010. She is CEO of Lexicon Marketing, as well as Associate Professor of Journalism and Mass Communication at Drake University. Matt Buzik is our newest officer, serving as Sergeant-at-Arms. Matt is a former Rotary Exchange student who spent a year in Denmark during his high school time. He's been active in our club as a Rotarian since joining in 2009. Matt is Managing Director of River Glen Wealth Counselors. Serving their second of a two-year board commitment are Chuck Kuba, Leslie Schaefer, and Denise Essman. Chuck has been in our club for 10 years and is president of Iowa Diamond. Leslie is in her 13th year as a Rotarian and is the regional executive director with the Central Iowa chapter of the American Red Cross. Denise has been a Rotarian for 16 years and is president and CEO of Essman & Associates. New to this year's board are three Rotarians serving in the first of a two-year term: Erica Axiotis, Kevin Kassir, and Tim Lilowitz. Erica has been in our club for 4 years and is Director of Advancement for ChildServe. Kevin is in his eighth year as a Rotarian and is president of InstaPro. Tim is marking his second year as a Rotarian in our club and is a shareholder with the Bradshaw Law Firm. I look forward to working with all these dedicated Rotarians in leading our club forward. Looking ahead to this Thursday's meeting, our keynote speaker is going to be Sarah Nusser, who is Iowa State University's Vice President of Research. Be sure and think about a friend or associate who might be interested in this subject and invite them to attend with you. If you're an ISU alum, why not reach out to a fellow alum and invite them to attend with you to learn more about research activities going on at the alma mater? We want to be sure and make a shout-out to fellow Rotarian Greg Edwards, who was quoted in this week's edition of the Business Record for his recollection of sitting at our Rotary meetings with former Governor Ray. Greg said, and I quote, "He never had a bad word to say about anybody. You could be having a really lousy day, and you'd go sit next to Bob Ray at lunch, and you'd leave there just feeling refreshed. That was just the ambiance he gave you," unquote. We don't have any committee meetings scheduled this Thursday. However, one of our committees, the Rotary Student Exchange Committee, is looking for a third host family for our incoming student from Italy. We have two wonderful families lined up and are looking for a third family to host, starting about spring break time next March of 2019, then through the end of the school year in May. It would be helpful if the family is in the Roosevelt neighborhood, since our student will be attending there, but it's not a requirement. If you'd like to learn more or may know of a family who'd be interested, let the committee's chair, Lynette Rasmussen, know. Okay, that's probably enough for this edition of Roundabout Rotary. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.